Hi, y'all. You're listening to Ordinary People, Ordinary Things with me, your host, Melissa Radke, the ordinariest of us all. Dear God, are you mad at me? Have I done something that has offended you or hurt you? Don't answer that. But honestly, can we talk? The swimsuits are already out at Target. Why, God? Why? If your eyes really are on me and watching me, then why would you have me walk into Target and see all of the two pieces on the very same day that I searched Pinterest for how to make a bread bowl? It all just seemed a little too coincidental for my taste. Seems like maybe you're trying to tell me something. So I'm asking you, God, what is it you want to teach me? Because I have asked you for years to help me get into a two-piece, and that has never happened. So I can only assume that you want to teach me to make a perfect bread bowl because you know how I feel about potato soup. Amen. Has anyone else prayed a prayer like this recently? No? Really? Seriously? Just me? Okay, well, that's awkward. But today, we are talking about it, y'all. Spring is here, and that means summer is coming. Stop the insanity. That's right. All of our favorite stores are moving out the Christmas decor, the sweatshirts, and the rain boots, and replacing them with bathing suits, flip-flops, and my number one most beloved snack in all the world, Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs. Jesus, come quickly and deliver us. So today, I am pleased to bring you all things tan, all things weight, all things sleeveless, beach body, and more. That's right. Episode 5 of our podcast is entitled Over My Bread Body. And I knew instantly who I wanted this episode to be with. The woman who, I will admit, looks better in a swimsuit than me, but is, thankfully, about 10 shades wider than me. So we're kind of even. The woman who has brought the mashed potatoes to the last 10 holiday dinners because she doesn't skimp on the cheddar cheese, the sour cream, or the bacon that she adds to them. And the woman who once got on the floor and snapped my body girdle back together before I went out on stage because I couldn't reach it myself. My cousin, actually more like my sister, one of the people I'm the closest to in my life, Meredith Baxter. Welcome, Meredith.
Hey, guys.
Yay. Welcome to the podcast. Are you excited to be here?
Very excited to be here, especially for that wonderful intro you just gave me. 10 shades lighter. You did admit that I look better in a swimsuit.
I will say you do look better. Your body is proportioned. I carry mine all in. Well, I carry it all in several different places, but you're evenly proportioned, but you're, you know, I don't know, your day's coming. We've seen our mothers.
But we're equal in the bread eating, so.
We're equal in the bread eating for sure. I'm very excited about this podcast today because I think it's going to be funny. Because how can we possibly think about summer and our summer bodies and not laugh at this?
But how could you have possibly picked me to talk about summer ready?
Okay, who am I going to pick? Let's name one of my girlfriends who you know looks good in a
tube. You picked me to make you look better. I know exactly what you did.
That is not true.
She said, out of all of my friends, let's see, I could pick Ashley.
Who's the clue?
No. Let's think about swimsuits and who I wouldn't mind being in the pool with. That's going to be Meredith.
Not true, sort of true, maybe a little bit true.
Maybe 100%.
Okay, Meredith, when you think, now I am older than you. I'm many years older than, well, not many.
Do you remember how many?
Eight?
Nine.
Okay. So when you think about our childhood, the way we grew up, our teenage years, and all that we've been through to be beach ready, does any particular story or memory come to mind? Is there any like time that we attempted something? God knows we probably failed at it. Is there anything that comes to mind when you think about it?
There are about 52 things that come to mind, but I think my favorite effort at becoming summer ready was the text I received at work one day that said, water aerobics at my house, 8 o'clock. Okay.
Meredith, you are not going to tell this story.
No one in this world can speak to summer ready better than 8 women in swim skirts in the backyard pool doing swim gym.
Meredith, that was a really remarkable time for us.
No, it got even better and escalated. Like, I'm saying we did this for a few weeks, right? So eight
yes,
of us,
but stop,
fluffy
stop.
Ladies.
But you need to say that, first of all, it was all women in our family. We're all essentially the same size. Like, we can trade clothes, except for one aunt. And she's only smaller because she, A, has willpower, and B, she's like 4'6". So that's the only reason she's smaller.
This is true.
But so we're all like the same size. None of us look good in a bathing suit. And did you just call it swim gym? Because that is genius.
Well, I mean, essentially, that's what we tried to make it. I mean, I think we got about 3 weeks in. And every week there were snacks, too.
No, there was not.
No, it was like we would come in to the kitchen, have a couple snacks, get a drink, sometimes a fruity drink, carry it out to the pool. We'd all be drinking our sugary drinks on the side of the pool while we're doing water aerobics. Like, does that even make sense?
Right.
In what world? But in the Wilman world, in the Racky world,
right,
it all clicks, uh-huh. Right? It works. But I think we're about 3 weeks in and you decide we're going to take things up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
And you introduce boogie boards and pool noodles that will accentuate the lifting and the working out because...
Meredith, when I told you ladies to put that noodle between your legs and spin...
I think my mother got plain excited.
I've never seen a group of women move so fast in my life.
Oh, my God.
And then my dad would come and sit on the edge of the pool just to torment us. And I thought it was wonderful. We all bought noodles at Walmart, and then we would show up. And then after the swim gym was over, we would sit out on the side of the pool and, like, talk and gossip and for 20 minutes. And then we'd all go home and sack out. We'd come back the next day and do it. I loved it. Did I lose any weight? Absolutely not.
We accomplished absolutely. We went backwards on the scale of working towards being summer ready.
I was going to say, I think the season we did swim gym, I gained 8 pounds. And I'm not talking muscle.
I'm pretty positive it was that was just a running theme.
Yeah.
And no one was really running.
Meredith, what is our problem? Do you think that we have a metabolism problem? Because I prayed just a couple of months ago that they would find out maybe that I did not have a thyroid, that my thyroid issue was so bad. Mm-hmm. My thyroid had eaten itself. Mm-hmm. But I went in to the doctor, and turns out not only do I have one, it's working properly. So what is our deal?
We've all been through that. Been to the thyroid doctor. I think our deal... I think it started with our parents.
Do you want to blame this on them? Because I will go there with you.
I'm gonna go there because what did your parents take you to do after you were good at the doctor's office and the dentist appointment went well? Where did they take you?
They took me to the Dairy Queen and I would order a steak finger basket. And my mother would say, "Don't you just want a dip cone?" I'd say, "No, ma'am, I want a steak finger basket." That's really? The honest to God truth. This should be on a therapy session.
Mine were Oreo, like, blended milkshakes, but, you know, one and the same. Dairy Queen. It was all Dairy Queen.
Hey, you're making me feel really bad about the whole steak finger basket thing.
Hey, I love a good steak finger basket. Not at Dairy Queen. I'm all about Ray's, but love a good steak finger basket. But no, we would always go for ice cream. It was a reward system. It was built into our DNA. When we're having a bad day, we make it better. We eat some food. Moms cook us our comfort meal with our mashed potatoes and... You kind of do the same thing.
I do
the
same thing.
Chicken strips. We know the recipe.
Yeah. When I didn't make cheerleader.
And we're doing it to...
What did my
mother
make me?
We're doing it to our daughters. The only thing that's saving you is that your daughter won't eat anything but fruit and, like, frog legs.
No, she's adopted. Hey, guys. So we have a little something special for you with this week's episode only. You'll want to participate. Trust me. As you can imagine, Meredith and I could not shut up. We absolutely couldn't stop talking. And we went over the Attorney General's allotted time of 41 minutes and 27 seconds, which is what he likes to hold. What?
Excuse me. I did not give you a specific allotted time.
Yeah. What are you doing in this room right now?
Well, I have to listen to what you're saying or you'll give the people bad information.
Well, then I'll tell you what. You can sit here and correct me when I give it to them. That's your favorite pastime. Just keep your mouth closed, big boy. All right, here we go. This week, if you will take a screenshot of wherever you're listening. So if you're listening on your phone, screenshot your phone. If you're watching it on your computer while you're at work, take a pic of your computer of the screen and show me that you're listening. Okay? Put hashtag ordinary people, ordinary things. And if you're on Instagram, it's at Miss Melissa Radke. If you're on...
I'm sorry, is that Miss Melissa because you're not married?
I am married, but I'm preparing for your bad attitude. So it's MS Melissa Radke or on Facebook at Melissa Radke. And when you do, I'm going to direct message you. Okay. You'll hear from me with a big fat thank you. And then also I'm going to send you the extra minutes. But not only that, if you buy now, you will also get David Radke. I'm sending them my fried chicken tender recipe. Now, come on. That is impressive. Meredith's mashed potatoes, her SPF choices, which you will hear about later in the show, bless her heart, her favorite chapstick, and all of the beautiful fruity drinks that we like to sip on, the syrup drinks while we do water aerobics. That's right. All of that can be yours for one simple screenshot. I'll DM you. We'll be BFFs forever. Now, back to the show. Okay, Meredith. What would you say that you dread the most about summer? Is it knowing that you're going to have to wear bathing suits? Because you and I are mothers. You have two children. I have two children. We can't avoid the pool, right? You can only put that sprinkler in your yard for so long and tell them to play in it before they make you go to the pool. So what are you dreading the most?
Just the sun in general. I know.
Have y'all seen the movie Powder?
That's unfair.
Have you seen the 80s hit movie Powder?
Not nice. Not
that's
nice.
That's Meredith. Okay, so really though, that really is it?
Well, just being outside in general is not
you
my
are an
thing.
Indoor girl.
Yeah, I'm an indoor girl. I want air conditioning first and foremost. And pretty much with that, I'm good.
Okay.
Add TV and I'm a happy camper.
That's right. For me, it's actually not the pool. Because a pool or a beach situation, you know, that's going to happen sporadically. It's hit or miss. Some weeks we'll swim. Some weeks we won't. For me, it's sleeveless. Like, this is a constant thing. Because in Texas, in the summer, it's going to be 200 degrees. We will be baking alive. Mm-hmm. Really, that's what it feels like. You're being cooked alive. And I want to wear sleeveless. But whenever I do, or whenever I even get it out to wear, I think about this story that my mom told me. She was teaching at a private Christian school. It was the end of the day. All of the children were running outside to be picked up by their parents. And there was this teacher who had recently lost a good deal of weight. And so she had
the flap,
the bat wings.
Yeah.
And a kid ran up behind her and grabbed it and said, hey, you know, they can do something about that.
Oh, that's awful.
And now I always think of that story. And there's also that picture of David and I in the roller coaster. You know how the picture is taken
like,
as you're on a roller coaster?
With the face.
And it looks like two chicken breasts or slapping him in the face. But really, it's just the arms.
Yeah, that's rough. That's a fear.
But you have pretty arms.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. And sleeveless is something I've always wanted to wear, but every time I try to, or like I even think about it, in the back of my head, I hear my mother's voice saying, sweetie, let's put something over that. And I can't.
Don't you have a nice shawl?
You know, I've gone sleeveless, like actually sleeveless, wore a dress in public in front of everybody.
One time. And where you did it was straight beast, Meredith. It was your freaking wedding day.
And I don't regret one thing about it.
What in the world?
I think it was, I don't know, when I went to pick it out, because I had tried on other dresses, and when I went to pick it out, I just, this moment of, there's this man, and he loves me. He loves how I look, and I'm not afraid of it, and I'm not doing this to please anybody but myself and my husband. And all of a sudden, I just decided I didn't care anymore.
Isn't that funny that the two bravest moments for you and I thus far in our life, we are doing the very thing that terrifies us when we go to like Destin.
How odd.
That is weird. Okay. How many things do you think that we have tried over the years to get our bodies into better shape? Seriously, how many things? 10,
I think
32.
I think we've tried every trick in Dr. Oz's book of helpful suggestions.
Dr. Oz, Phil.
Well, his too, but that's a whole different
yeah.
That's a whole different mental episode. No, we've tried everything that's out there, from Weight Watchers meetings to make the pool, you know, the where everybody puts money in the pot and whoever loses the most weight wins.
We have done that, haven't we?
We have. And I think when we did it, it was leading up to Christmas, and we all decided we were too poor to actually put money in the pot. So instead of the gift giving, we just did like a cookie exchange at the end, and then got mad at Aunt Melinda for bringing like healthy cookies.
Yes, she brought healthy cookies, and we didn't invite her to the next year.
So our weight loss journey was totally sidetracked by cookies.
By a cookie exchange.
And the cookie exchange went on, it became a thing. Not so much the weight loss.
That's journey. Right. I will never forget that. She brought oatmeal with craisins and white chocolate chips in it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, like she said,
it's funny that we just said oatmeal and white chocolate chips, and yet we think that was the healthiest.
That was the healthiest cookie there.
Yeah.
And she really felt like she had been kicked out of me. Honestly, we've done Weight Watchers. We've done Jenny Craig. We've done Atkins.
Let's not forget the time you decided to juice. When you straight up cleaned every ounce of junk food out of your house, bought a juicer. You and David bought a juicer. Like mm-hmm. a really, what was it called? Like a, what are those called? It Like it was the most expensive kind of juicer.
It was like a Jack LaLanne juicer.
Oh, is that a big thing?
Which is a big thing in like 1998, but.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they, y'all bought that. Then you go to Publix and buy every single fruit and vegetable you see inside. Like you spent some money on that
stuff. It was a 3-day cleanse. I could only make it 3 days. We probably spent $32,000. I'm not kidding. It was like so much money.
And so much fruit went to waste. So much. Like you could have, Meredith, you could have fed the entire neighborhood.
You should have seen what happened to me on day three. You know, I love body things. Okay. You know, I love to look it up online. I love to see what the human body can rid itself.
It's disgusting. The things that you can watch with anticipation.
It was like literally like an episode of The Monster Inside.
Oh my gosh.
Moving on.
Please.
Oh my word. And we should we confess that when one of us loses a substantial amount of weight, that it really makes the others mad. So we end up sabotaging each mm-hmm. other. Like we can't even be truly happy for each other. You know that this is true because do you remember when you went to Weight Watchers? Uh-huh. And you lost like 25 pounds.
I do.
I think it was right after I moved back. And so I joined and it became such a competition that we got in a big fight and we ended up eating our feelings and then we never went back to the meeting.
I do remember. And I also remember how I was trying to lose weight for my wedding and you threw me a surprise impromptu bridal shower and fed me. What was it?
Chicken strips,
mashed potatoes, and gravy. All the gravy one can eat.
But I make really excellent chicken strips.
You do. You do.
In fact,
didn't help with the squeezing into the wedding dress. But the chicken was fantastic.
But my plan worked because you know who looked great at your wedding? Me.
Who else wants to be given lingerie?
While eating
a chicken strip. I mean, you've got like greasy fingers and you're opening. Let's not even.
Me. There's nothing wrong with that. We are so competitive about that kind of stuff. I don't understand that about us.
It's like the one and only thing.
Oh, that we're competitive about? Are you kidding me right
For
now?
For competitiveness? Yes.
Really?
What else are we competitive about?
Well, I guess you're right. It's not like we're competitive over men.
You just assume you're going to win in every aspect of life. So I just bail before we ever go any further.
We're not competitive over men because you're never going to find anybody like the Attorney General. So sorry about that. Okay. You know who's to blame for this?
Who?
The Bachelor. The year that Jason was the Bachelor and he chose Melissa Rycroft, but then he dumped her for Molly.
But
that was
bachelor.
The year we watched it together and you refused to watch it without a big old thing of Bluebell and chocolate syrup. And now fast forward 10 years and we're still fat.
The Bachelor is responsible for a lot of women's heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most of those stories ended with Bluebell.
I know for us they did.
Yeah.
Man, those were some good nights.
Very good.
Those Monday nights in Nashville, you would get off work. You were waiting tables.
Yeah.
And what would you bring home?
Oh, Charlie's chicken strips.
Strips.
Why does every story
end with chicken strips?
It starts and there's chicken strips somewhere in the middle, and it ends with chicken strips.
I know. I was going to tell you this earlier, but did you know that when I tried out for cheerleader, that was how my mother comforted me? But here's the thing. How did she know I wouldn't make it? She already had them made when I got
home. Our mothers knew. The one picture I regret of my childhood, like with seething anger, is the picture of me at cheerleading tryouts with all of my other friends for, like, we were going into sixth grade and everybody was going to try out. And I had to wear a different shirt than everyone because they didn't carry it in my size.
Meredith!
And my mother still let me try out. To this day, I have been mad at my mother because any other circumstance, she would say to me, baby, it's just not your thing. But that day, she didn't say it. And you know she knew my name was not going to be on that list.
But maybe she didn't say that to you because she had heard her sister, my mother, say it to me.
And you didn't listen.
I didn't listen. I didn't listen, not once, not twice.
But she had the chicken strips ready to go.
Ready to go when I got home. Straight up, they were already cooked and fried.
Did you make me chicken strips for doing this tonight?
No. Do you want them?
I do. It's my payment.
You do like them. Okay. Do you remember when your brother... when your brother got married to Kylie?
I know what story you're going to tell.
Okay, do you remember when Kylie, who is a doll, mm-hmm. we love her.
Beautiful.
She's
one of our best friends.
Absolutely. But we can say this now. Yes. Now that she's been in the family for a while.
Yeah.
When she came into the family, all she wore were bikinis. And she had this one pink one with black dots on it. And she, I swear to you, it had a Victorian brooch in the middle of it. Like, who the crap wears this? But she did.
Yeah.
And she wore it out to the pool that you and I were in our swim dresses. And you said, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that. I'm getting out. And we tried to get out, but our swim dress material was so heavy, we couldn't get out of the pool fast enough. We kept dragging us back.
We couldn't wade that far. And then they kind of got tangled together. And that's a lot of fabric.
That's a lot of fabric in the water.
But and she was so stinking cute and really coming was. Out to the pool with our whole family with a brooched bikini. Like, who does that?
And you know,
I even say to her this day, who does that?
And you know, we are of the mindset that if you are not going to wear a swim dress, then you're not allowed to swim with us.
Exactly.
You know,
unless maybe there's a swim short. Like,
true. I do like a good swim short. Sometimes at Thanksgiving, if there are people in town that maybe don't have a place to go or, mm-hmm. you know, they all their family lives out of town, whatever, we'll invite them over.
Right.
And we invited over some friends of ours, a particular family in our church. And their comment was, wow, y'all can literally put bacon in anything and make it work.
Every dish.
I felt like that was a backhanded compliment.
Oh, I took pride in it.
I mean, essentially what they're saying is, holy cow, there's bacon and everything. But they
holy cow, this is why they look like cows.
Yeah, this is. But they said it like that. Wow, y'all can put bacon in anything and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That is very true. Is that just us or is that all Southern families is what I'm wondering?
I think it's all Southern families.
I hope so.
I don't think they do it as well as we do.
We do it good.
We do it upright. And then, you can use the bacon grease.
Meredith, stop that.
Well,
don't give away all of our secrets.
Everybody's like, and that's why
that's
the swim dresses
the problem.
Are. Yeah. There's your trouble.
Oh, my gosh. Poor Jake. Trying to get you to work out.
Well, he made me a 30-minute workout. 30 minutes, because that was my thing. I'm not going, my husband can go into the gym and spend 3 hours and love every minute of it. That is not me. And with kids, the only time I can go to the gym is after 9 p.m. when they're in bed.
Ooh.
And so I don't want to spend, hours.
Are you doing that every day?
No, 3 times a week. Okay. But he made me a 30-minute workout and I really do enjoy it. My problem is just consistency with going. Mm-hmm. And some of it is schedule, but I really do enjoy it when I go. I just can't stay motivated to do it or stay true to the diet.
Okay. So people are probably listening to this and thinking, dear Lord, these women have some like major body issues.
Right.
When in truth, as you can attest, I am one of the most confident people. Like, I am blindly confident. Would you not?
That is one of the most true statements I've ever heard.
I am ridiculously confident. Seriously. So That said, I'm gonna turn this a little bit because you and I and the women in our family or the women that we're friends with, we can go to a pool and have so much fun. Mm-hmm. We can go to the beach and have so much fun. Is it really a worry? Do you sit there and really obsess about it?
No. When you're with your people, that's where you're at your most confident. And we all go to the beach together. And so I think when we're there, we just feel like we're among friends. You know, everybody's kind of in the same boat as we are. And truth be told, I think that's a true statement. Everybody's in the same boat. It doesn't matter if they're skinny as a toothpick. I guarantee you they still have body issues or moments where they're doubting themselves.
Well, here's the thing, though, that I was going to say. I came back from Maui after being with them for 7 days, and I never once regretted how I looked while I was at Maui. Mm-hmm. And I think that is for a couple of different reasons. I'm going to tell them to you now. Number one, I am confident enough in my personality that neither of those women are as funny as me. And they know that, and I know that. Not one of them are as funny as me. I am also not as smart and driven as one of them. She is very smart, very business oriented, very good at what she does. Mm-hmm. The other one is an extreme nurturer and carer, and she's a servant. Mm-hmm. I can't top her. So we each have our things.
Right.
And when it comes to being funny, I own it. So I felt confident in that. The other thing is
she's not confident at all.
Yeah, not at all. The other thing is I was with two women who build other women up.
Right.
So to be with them the entire time, and never once did we rip on anybody. Never once did we talk about a girl back home. Never once did they cut anybody else down. So therefore I knew they probably didn't do it about me. Boy, that says something too.
Yeah, I think that we're not going to just go out of our way to spend time with somebody that tears other people down. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know if you've experienced this, but I've here recently, you know, as I get older, you start to evaluate yourself, I think, a little bit more in a little bit of a different light because you're raising children and you're hearing the things that they're saying and thinking, oh my goodness, they sound just like me. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to raise those negative qualities in them.
You don't want to raise yourself.
I don't want to raise myself. Trust me. But I noticed here recently, I've had some friends in my life that I've noticed they do tear other women down. And I don't want to be that.
That's not either who
I want myself to be. That's not what I want to raise in my daughter. I want to raise a confident daughter who believes in herself and sees the talents and skills that she has and can focus on those, kind of like you did that day and, you know, that week in Maui, of realizing that each of you bring something different to the table. Those are all worthwhile and meaningful things. And the beauty, you know, mm-hmm. at that moment, you know, in that moment of y'all being together was your friendship and the fun that you had. It had nothing to do with who looked better in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's really funny, though, honestly, sitting here, I don't think I realized until you and I just kind of started talking about this, how the effect of who you're surrounding yourself with. I knew it affected your outlook. I don't think I realized how much it affected your inlook, mm-hmm. of how you see yourself.
Right.
Wow. Okay. That's kind of an eye opener for me right now, which is, it sounds probably silly to most people listening. They probably had this figured out before, but surround yourself with women who only build up other women and suddenly you don't feel so bad.
Well, and the second that you get focused on tearing other women down, I think you immediately start to compare yourself too. And so you're beating yourself up and you're seeing the things that it makes you into this kind of like critical, but yet envious type person. And that's not who we're meant to be.
Right.
And so I think that you start to evaluate that a little more and say, okay, I'm going to be better than that. I'm going to pick better friends than that. Mm-hmm. And I want to be the one that raises the bar that says, let's not tear them down. Mm-hmm. Let's look for the good. And that's hard. You know, we're women. Sometimes we're gossipy. I'm trying to be perfect, but I am trying to evaluate myself more in it because I don't want to be hard on myself either, because you can get into a place of just being, well, you know, feeling down and depressed about who you are. And rather than seeing the giftings and the qualities that you have.
There's a saying or a, a quote, a meme or something that was going around online, and I saw it, and it just says, be the person that you needed when you were younger. So in other words, be to your child who you wish someone had been to you. Or I guess maybe am I saying that right? Be who your younger self needed. And so, but honestly, I think that meme was probably meant in response to maybe like if you're raising a teen or something like that. You know, I want to treat Remy the way that I wish my mother had treated. But here's how I feel about it. I want to treat a younger woman in her late 20s, early 30s, the way I was feeling in my late 20s and early 30s, which was really, really shaky. I want to treat her like I know she needs to be treated. I want to build her up like I know she needs to be. I want to instill confidence in her. That is a, let me tell you something. Ages are hard. Remy is 12 and man, it's freaking hard. And I can't even imagine raising an 18-year-old, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. 28, 29, 32, that ain't easy either. You know, that's a whole different stage you got to fit into.
I think at every age, we're, you know, my daughter's 7 years old. And even at seven, I see things in her that I want to speak life into those situations with her so that she knows you're not the only one feeling this way. And to be honest, I talk to women at work that are the same age, even older than me. They're dealing with the same insecurities. We're all just women dealing with our own mess and trying to figure it out. And we need other people around us. You know, one of the best things I've ever done in my life was just mentoring girls that were kind of the step behind me. You know, when I was in my 20s, they were in their teens. But that was one of the best things because not only was I able to be for them what I needed when I was their age or tell them the things that I needed to hear about life and love and relationships and all of that, but I saw myself in a different way. You know, I started to figure out why my thought patterns work the way that they do because I would remember the things that happened then and what made me into that insecure girl that felt uncomfortable in situations, you know, that felt awkward, you know, where you say, I'm the most confident person in the room, which you are, you know, but there's still insecurity there.
Sure.
And where you're that, I'm probably the opposite of that. And I may hide it better, but I am not a confident, super confident person. And so I want to be the person, the girl in the room building everyone around me up.
Yeah.
And for the times that I've not been, that kind of grieves me.
I think one of the things I'm the most proud of is my online course called This Sucks, But God Is Good. Is it because I'm the world's best teacher? Not even a little bit, but because it's the life-changing lessons I learned at my lowest, my most hopeless, and my angriest. To learn more about the course, just message me on Facebook. Just private message me and say, I want to know more about This Sucks. And I'm going to shoot you 4 videos completely free that lay out the heart behind the series. I would love to hear from you. People will say, well, you know, when I grow up, I want to have as much confidence as Melissa Radke. Well, I remember a girl saying that once. And I thought, I wonder where that kind of came from. I think that I dealt with so little confidence for so long that when God did a work, he did a major work. And I suddenly felt like confidence was the jumping off of the cliff. I'm either going to have it or I'm not. Right. And I'm about to jump all up in it. And when I jumped all up in it. But all of that said, it's still okay if you and I want to look on Pinterest for how to put soup in a bread bowl. I feel like.
Well, I know how to make potato soup really, really well.
And I know how to dig out the middle of those round loaves of bread, which Mary,
what do you do with the bread that you dig out?
What would they make round loaves of bread for if it wasn't to be a bowl?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And we're not going to throw that bread away. I mean, that's what you dip into the soup as you eat it.
No, that's what you put in a breakfast casserole the next morning.
While you're looking for your swimsuit.
What? When you're thumbing through your QVC magazine.
Before you go to swim gym.
Oh, my word. Can we start swim gym again? Meredith, it relaxed me.
Okay, but that's not what exercise is necessarily supposed to do. That's not the goal.
To make you
to relax you. It's supposed to like get things moving, and then you're at the point where like I can't even go to sleep right now. Like that's what my husband says. He'll come home from the gym and I'll be like, I'm kind of worked up. I've got to like calm myself down.
That is like, so dumb. Also, you just used a meathead voice when you described him, so I'm gonna need him to listen to this podcast.
That's just a gym voice.
No, you.
That's like a guy's gym voice.
I'm so worked up, man. I can't like.
Okay, he's not a meathead.
You did that voice, which is better than you going, I'm like so worked up right now. I really don't know what to do. I mean, it's better than using that voice.
Yeah, that's not my husband.
That's not his voice either. Actually, his voice is this. Meredith, I'm pretty worked up right now. I think I'm gonna watch TV for a little while.
That's it.
But you put a spin on it.
Okay, I didn't.
Back to the bread bowl.
It all comes back to the bread bowl.
I know that we were just recently talking about how we should build each other up, but I'm going to end with this last question. And let's explore it for a minute.
Okay.
What are you going to do about your skin? Have you found any radioactive SPF?
Do you see this look on my face right now?
Dear listeners, I wish that you could see her face right now. Come on, Meredith. You know that's a great question. What are you going to do? There's not SPF 220.
I use sunscreen for small children, like for babies, which works because I have a baby.
Okay, Meredith. Okay. Yeah, what else?
Like it's the like 100 SPF. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, I just cover myself like with large hats.
You look like a beekeeper.
And kimonos and like things that like tents. If I can set up my swimsuit looks like a tent, but I actually set up those. What are they called? I mean, they're just a tent on the beach so that you can just be in the shade. Mm-hmm. Because the sun and I just don't get along.
I know, but you would think for the love of God that you're Nicole Kidman. You walk out there.
I have to protect this porcelain.
Oh my word.
My dad used to tell me it was beautiful.
It is beautiful, Meredith. There's not going to be a wrinkle on it. It really is beautiful.
Really. As I get older.
It's exotic in that there's only like two of you left in the whole world.
This from the girl that would wear, what is that grease stuff that you put on your body?
Hey.
Like it's not even.
That is baby oil and iodine, and I will not have you talk about it.
It's disturbing.
It is disturbing. I don't do that anymore.
It's very unhealthy.
But they're
almost as unhealthy as a bread bowl.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I do go to the swimming pool and I do take a bottle of Hawaiian Tropic SPF 4.
She does. And her People magazine.
And my People magazine. I'm good to go. I am good to go. Oh, yes. I can't move for 3 days. I'm as red as
But you get dark. Like you get dark tan.
I know.
So does my brother. I'm literally the only person.
I know. We don't know where you got it.
I look like a tomato. And then it just goes right back to pasty white.
Oh, I think you looked adorable.
Speaking of white, where's your husband?
David does.
Speaking of pasty.
David does have some issues with the sun. Remember? Oh, do you remember when we went on a cruise? David and I went on a cruise and he was told to tan. This was back when tanning beds weren't.
Before you went on the cruise.
Everybody knew that. I mean, no one knew that tanning beds were horrible. And it was back then, and we went on a cruise. So he was told, just go to a tanning bed and work up to a normal time.
He looked like Ross on Friends.
Ross on Friends?
With the tanning, with the spray tan. And then he accidentally spray tan too many times on one side over and over again.
No, but that's what he looked like at the end. What he looked like at the beginning was that when he got there, the lady said, how long do you want to go? And he said, how long do you think I should go? And she said, like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. He looked like a lobster.
So she just yelled the like countdown. Like she was like, 1, 2, 3, time's up. Like he couldn't even set a timer. He worked up to like 7 minutes before we went on a cruise. Mm-hmm. And he literally tanned for 3 weeks.
Right.
Bless his heart. He's kind of like you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Same unfortunate skin.
The same thing. Well, I think that you look like the most adorable beekeeper that the beach has ever seen when you walk out there.
Well, thank you. That was the look I was going for.
Have you enjoyed doing this with me? Tell me the truth, because you're coming back. We're going to talk about our family.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So I need to know that you've liked this. This has been a pleasurable experience for you.
Well, we just left the segment where you talked about my pasty skin. So, not feeling my best.
Yes, you are. Shut up. You're smiling from ear to ear. It's like you're getting married up in here. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to a couple of housekeeping items, and then we will be back with some lightning round questions for you, Meredith. Hold Yay. Steady, Freddie. For a copy of today's show notes, visit our website at www.ordinarypeopleordinarythings.com. You can also keep up with all of the latest by following me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Y'all know I cannot work Snapchat. And if you want to see what Meredith looks like in a bathing suit, then check out my show notes. I'm kidding, but you can find out more about her right there. Lightning round questions. You have not seen these questions. You just need to answer them quickly. Okay. If you want to explain them or whatever, if I feel the need to make fun of you for one of your answers, I'm going to do that.
Oh, that's kind.
Okay. Here we go. Small crowd or big party?
Small crowd.
Unlimited sushi or unlimited tacos?
Tacos.
Okay.
Not sushi.
I knew sushi wouldn't be your answer, but would tacos be? That was the question.
Those were my options.
Okay, but here's...
Now, had you said unlimited tacos or unlimited Chick-fil-A?
Nice. Well played, Meredith Ann. We're well played. Okay. Chapstick or lipstick?
Chapstick.
I know that. Lose your phone or lose your keys?
Keys.
Do you lose them a lot?
No, I thought you meant which would I rather lose.
No.
If I lose my phone, I can't call anybody to help me.
No, I'm not saying which would you rather. That's a dumb question. You want to lose your phone or... I'm asking you, which do you lose? Lose your phone or lose your keys?
Phone.
Okay. Great movie or good book? That's tough for you.
That is really tough. Good book. It lasts longer.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Thank you for playing. Thank you for being a part. Also, I knew you would choose chapstick over lipstick. And that will be on our next edition called For the Love of God, Go to Sephora.
I hate that place.
Thanks for joining us today for Ordinary People, Ordinary Things. And special thanks to Meredith Baxter for being with us today. Make sure to subscribe, y'all. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe to our podcast so that you don't miss a thing. And I would love it if you would leave me a review, but only if it's 5 stars. I'm serious. If you cannot leave a 5-star review, then you have to email me at melissa@melissaradke.com and you have to tell me why. Because I am listening to what you need because I want you listening. I loved today's episode. I love being a woman. And having girlfriends or strong women in my family. I love talking about all the things that make us laugh and blush, like mood swings or PMS or the gray hairs growing on my chin. I like laughing about our attempts at perfection. But I love knowing that perfection doesn't make us happy. Knowing who we are, knowing what we are, that's the goal. You know, it's a miracle, really. We live in a world that touts perfect abs and beach bronze tans, but when I'm lying at the beach or the local pool, it's not the rock-hard bikini bodies that I admire. It's the mamas floating their babies on their hips. It's the girlfriends laughing and having a good time. Who cares what they look like? They're just having fun. It's my family. Swim dresses and all. It just goes to show you that miracles really are all around us. We just get so used to seeing them, we call them ordinary things. Till next time. The hairs on your chin pop up out of nowhere.
Yours don't? No, like I check, like literally I check mine every day because I'm so paranoid about it now. But we'll get in the car and be on the way to a baseball game. And Jared will look over in the car and say, babe.
Meredith Ann, you listen to me. I have taught you better than this. You are to have a pair of tweezers in your car at all times.
But the black hairs, like just out of nowhere. They're not there before then.
You can pluck so much great stuff at a red light.
Wanna be a man. I really do hate that place. It stinks so bad.
Sephora stinks.
It's like all these smells like bombarding you and suffocating you at one time.
No, it's not all of the smells. It's all of your fears. All of your fears are wrapped up in one place.
Okay, all of my fears are not wrapped up in Sephora.
Yeah, it is, because you won't buy the good stuff. Where did you get your swim dress from?
Well, it's one of those Facebook...
Oh my gosh!
One of those Facebook shops that come up. But it was kind of cute, and I'm a mom.
Did you get it for like $12.99 from China?
$29.99. I don't know that it came from China. I don't think it
came
from China.
Have you tried it on?
I did. I thought it was cute. I still think it's cute.
I'm sure you do think it's cute. Is it going to hold?
Enough for what I plan to do at the beach.
That sounds dirty, Meredith.
I didn't mean it. Why does that sound dirty?
Well, what are you going to do at the beach? Your eyebrows went up when you said that. It is for what I'm going to do at the beach.
I just meant because I don't do much at the beach.